You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 296, Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hart. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. Sunglasses at Night, with its synthesizer hook, brooding saxophone, and obscure lyric, is an unflagging example of 80s pop. The AllMusic website describes the song as, quote, an instant classic with its distinctive melody and catchy chorus. This week on Lyrics Undercover, I'll go behind the work of Canadian singer-songwriter Corey Hart and a song that was a staple in MTV's rotation. Hart was born in Quebec in 1962, the youngest of five, and grew up in Montreal, Spain, Mexico, and Key Biscayne, Florida. He was 10 when his parents separated. He said in a 2012 interview with Carl Weiser for SongFacts that the resultant divorce was traumatic for his mother. Quote, my father meant everything to her. He was like her existence. She married when she was just 17 years old. When their marriage ruptured after five children together, she clung desperately close to her last baby boy, Corey. Ironically, I resembled my father physically more than any of my other siblings. He was 11 when he auditioned for Tom Jones, who was impressed enough to introduce Hart to Canadian legend Paul Anka, who influenced his singing while becoming a mentor. He was an admirer of Billy Joel's songwriting, and when Joel and his band played in Montreal in 1981, Hart sent a demo to each member of the band. His efforts paid off. He was invited to spend a summer on Long Island, where he recorded four demo songs with Joel's band. He was 19. The first record deal was with Aquarius Capitol Records in 1982. His debut album was recorded in the spring of 1983, and First Offense was released that November. The album held 11 songs, but did not yet include Sunglasses at Night. Hart talked about the genesis of the song in the SongFacts interview. He told Weiser, quote, in the early spring of 1983, I was a starry-eyed 19-year-old kid from Montreal recording in a studio near Manchester, England. By late May, approaching my 20th birthday, I finally held in my hands a cassette which contained the finished recordings of 11 original songs that would comprise my First Offense album debut. However, there was one more song to come. Track 12, Sunglasses at Night. It was not yet written, but the idea had already begun a subterranean journey through my creative subconscious. It rained almost every day I was in the UK for those sessions. I had a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses with me, but I never had the chance to use them. Later that summer, my album was delivered to Aquarius Capitol Records. Everyone seemed very pleased with the results. I was kind of like a writing magnet in those days, so the song ideas kept flowing even though we were done with the recording. I started messing around with a melodic line and phrase called, My Cigarette Got Wet. It's an ironic lyric because I've never smoked in my life. It was the nascent embryo of sunglasses, although I didn't realize it. I actually recorded a demo for Wet, which had many musical elements of sunglasses, but I wasn't really sold on the song. One night I went back to the Wet demo and sang out the lines, "I wear my sunglasses at night," over the melody. Wow. Just like that, the song was born. It now spirited a cooler cadence from the new lyric that was missing before, plus I changed a few chord progressions. I wanted to add it to my album on the spot. Impossible, I thought. We'd already spent the full recording budget, but I'll call the label first thing in the morning anyway and plead my case. Don't switch the play. To their credit and intuition, Aquarius Records sent me back to England. They trusted me when I told them, "I think this one is really good." My producers in London, Phil Chapman and John Astley, brought out the best in the song. They brilliantly produced the track, highlighting the hip sounds and styles exploding out of the UK music scene during that prolific period in the early 80s. When it was released in November 1983, I remember hearing the song for the first time on Cham FM in Montreal, but I only caught 30 seconds before I blew out my car speakers because I had cranked the volume up to overload. I think I first knew that I had a hit on my hands when I landed in the Detroit airport en route to my first U.S. tour as opening act for Rick Springfield in June 1984. I was mobbed at the airport by frenzied fans. We needed security to get me through the terminal to catch the connecting flight. It was a surreal experience. The song climbed slowly but steadily up the Billboard charts to the top 10 that summer as I crisscrossed the U.S. on a massive radio concert promo tour. He dedicated that first album to his mother, saying, "The bond between us is stronger than mighty winds or oceans which might geographically separate us now. Our bond is inviolate. She has always loved me unconditionally. She has always given me the purity of her heart to follow my music. I may not have had a father like I longed for, but I had my special mom." The song reached number 7 on the Billboard Top 100 in the States. It didn't fare as well outside the country. In Canada, it rose only to the number 24 spot. He earned a 1984 Grammy nomination for Best New Artist, but lost to Cyndi Lauper. Hart may be best remembered for a single song, but he's hardly a one-hit wonder. His second album, Never Surrender, was only the second work to achieve Canada's diamond status, 1 million copies sold. The eponymous single from the album peaked at the number 3 spot on the U.S. Billboard Top 40. These days, Hart is living with his wife, Quebec singer Julie Masse, and their children in the Bahamas. He spent time focusing on being a dad, saying on his website he stepped back from his music career. Quote, "Following the birth of our third daughter River in November 1999, I realized that I was facing a serious crossroads in my life. All I had ever wanted or known since I was a boy was to be creating music, but I couldn't continue to record or tour if I aspired to be a 24/7 father to our children. The two worlds simply collide. I'm only speaking about how I feel, not judging others who seemingly can balance the two. In my reality, there's no substitute for time. Raising children within a vortex of the all-consuming surreal existence of recording artist and its extension of rock star are simply irreconcilable forces, so I chose to step away from my career in order to be with my children." In 2014, he released 10,000 Horses, an EP exclusive to iTunes. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Robin Vitamos and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.